This afternoon, President Barack Obama signed into law the Edward M. Kennedy Serve America Act, which would fund such service programs as AmeriCorps. Melody Barnes, director of the White House Domestic Policy Council, calls it the most sweeping expansion of national service programs in many, many years, and says it was a big bipartisan victory.
And we think that that happened because there are so many people, both in members of Congress as well as around the country, who believe in the impact of national service and the fact that service can be a solution to some of the tough problems that are facing our nation. That's certainly something that the president has spoken about, and he started his call around national service publicly during the course of the campaign, when he talked about the fact that government cannot be a solution to all of our problems, and we have to work together. He wanted to empower Americans to work alongside the government to solve our education and health care, energy independence problems and challenges.
Barnes says that President Obama's 2010 budget reflects his commitment to service through funding for the Corporation for National and Community Service.
It requests $1.1 billion for the corporation, which is about a 25% increase over last year. And this is also building upon the service stimulus that was in the Recovery Act, which was a $200 million sum for the AmeriCorps to support their members as we were trying to help distressed communities as we put together the Recovery Act.
Alan Solomons is chair of the Corporation for National and Community Service, the group that will receive funding. Solomont says the bill signing comes at a pivotal moment for the nation because of the economic crisis.
This is a moment when service and civic participation have become a call to action and a necessity for a healthy democracy and a healthy nation. We think that today's signing is representative of that moment and bodes for very good things, positive things for this nation.
The Corporation for National and Community Service Vice Chair, Stephen Goldsmith, says they are very excited about the opportunity to serve so many more Americans.
It's a strong commitment of support for the civic infrastructure that makes our cities and counties and America generally strong places. Over the last 8 years, we've tried to move to thinking of the AmeriCorps program and the VISTA program and the Learn and Serve program as essentially providing the infrastructure for volunteers. So today, the 75,000 AmeriCorps members that we have out there manage, train, or are responsible for 2 million community volunteers. So this really shot in the arm for Civic America will allow a dramatic expansion, not just in terms of those who are funded in this bill, but those who will have a chance for meaningful volunteer experiences as a result of that.